This is VOA News. We have a report by Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that dozens of Taliban fighters were killed in fierce overnight fighting between Afghan forces and militants who attacked multiple checkpoints in the insurgent bastion of Kandahar. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense said in a statement that Taliban militants attacked checkpoints in five districts surrounding the city of Kandahar. It said Afghan forces countered with heavy air and ground assaults, killing 51 militants and wounding nine. The ministry did not offer any information about casualties among government forces. A local official told AFP on condition of anonymity that seven members of a family were also killed in an Afghan airstrike in one of the districts. The Ministry of Defense said it was investigating the incident. AFP reported that the fighting lasted for several hours through the night, marked with continuous gun battles and heavy bombardments. The Taliban has not commented. The southern province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the hardline Islamist movement. And over the past few weeks, militants have launched attacks in districts on the outskirts of the city of Kandahar, which is the provincial capital. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold crisis talks Sunday with regional leaders of Germany's 16 states to agree to tougher curbs, including the closure of shops ahead of Christmas as coronavirus infections surge unabated. The drastic measures hitting shops other than those selling essential goods would be imposed from Wednesday until at least January 10th. That's according to a draft by Merkel's office, which was reported on by the French news agency. Schools could also be shuttered, sending pupils into homeschooling, while companies are requesting to allow employees to work from home during the period. This is VOA News. The United States' first COVID-19 vaccine will begin arriving in the 50 states Monday morning, U.S. officials said on Saturday, after the government gave the final go-ahead to the shots needed to end an outbreak that has killed nearly 300,000 Americans. Trucks will roll out Sunday morning as shipping companies UPS and FedEx begin delivering Pfizer's vaccine to nearly 150 distribution centers across the states. That's according to Army General Gustav Perna of Operation Warp Speed. That's the government, the Trump administration's vaccine development program. An additional 450 or so facilities will get the vaccine between Tuesday and Wednesday. Initially, about 3 million shots are expected to be shipped nationwide. Indonesian police say they've arrested a senior leader of the al-Qaeda-linked Jamaah Islamiyah network for an alleged role in the deadly 2002 bombings in Bali. A spokesman for the national police said Zulkarnain, who is 57, was arrested on Sumatra Island on Thursday after spending nearly 18 years at large. The spokesman said Zulkarnain is now being interrogated and anti-terror investigators are searching his residence. Zulkarnain has been on Indonesia's most wanted list since the bombings that killed 202 people on the Indonesian resort island of Bali. His terrorist cell is also believed to have helped carry out the suicide bombing at Jakarta's Marriott Hotel in 2003, which killed 12 people. A convoy carrying medicines and relief supplies from the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Ethiopian Red Cross Society has reached Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray province to help people affected by the fighting there. The seven Red Cross trucks carried supplies for hospital patients in the Tigrayan capital Mekele, along with blankets, tarps, and other items to help civilians displaced from their homes. Patrick Youssef, the ICRC's Africa director, said the aid was essential, particularly for hospitals and vulnerable people. It's the first international aid to arrive in Tigray since the conflict erupted almost 6 weeks ago. The convoy was arranged in coordination with Ethiopian government authorities. And the United States' largest veterans organization and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are joining the growing calls for the ouster of President Donald Trump's Veterans Affairs chief. This comes after a government audit found that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie acted unprofessionally in the handling of a congressional aide's allegation of sexual assault at a VA hospital. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.